This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. A fierce attack on the American consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, killed three police guards. Three gunmen also died in the strike. They came at the guard post with shotguns and pistols. Police are looking for a fourth attacker. The U.S. Embassy says no American consulate employees died. Polygamist leader Warren Jeffs was taken from jail to a Las Vegas hospital. It's unclear what his health problem is. Jeffs is president of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He got life in prison in Utah for arranging a marriage of an underage woman to an adult. He's been jailed in Arizona, where he faces other sex crime charges. Jeffs has had several health problems in jail. He fasted, attempted suicide, and sometimes throws himself against the wall. A California heat wave could last to the weekend. It's an inconvenience to some, but for firefighters, it's a matter of life and death. The hot, dry weather has them struggling to control hundreds of fires across the state. It makes the fires more dangerous and also raises risks of heat illness among firefighters. Parts of California could reach 110 degrees today. Anheuser-Busch is now suing the Belgian company that wants to buy it. It claims InBev's bid to let shareholders vote on the buyout is illegal. More now from Adam Allington of member station KWMU in the company's hometown of St. Louis.
The ongoing dance between Anheuser-Busch and InBev is now solidly in the hostile phase. InBev petitioned the Securities and Exchange Commission to allow shareholders to remove AB's board in exchange for a slate selected by InBev. Anheuser-Busch filed suit in federal court on Monday to bar InBev from making any more solicitations to AB shareholders. Anheuser-Busch maintains that InBev is attempting to mislead investors into thinking that a buyout is in their best interest. The company also claims that the European brewer is concealing information critical to the financing of the buyout. InBev's chief executive, Carlos Brito, says he prefers to negotiate, and the $65 a share offer is well above the company's $50 per share price before the stock's value was inflated by market speculation.
Adam Allington of member station KWMU reporting. It's a story we haven't had the chance to tell in a while. Oil prices dropping 2 days in a row. They hit around $136 a barrel. That's down from last week's record high, which was over $145 a barrel. They later popped back up a bit following Iran's missile test. News that launches had prices near $138. New tests and female crash dummies. Those are some of the changes in government crash testing. NPR's Kathleen Schalk has more.
The government will continue to grade cars, trucks, and SUVs using a five-star rating system. But starting in 2010, it will also combine scores from several tests to provide an overall rating. Some of those crash tests will be new, including a front-end test and a pole test meant to simulate a vehicle wrapping itself around a tree. And there will be female crash test dummies. Some auto safety advocates say comparing vehicles is getting harder because so many earn a 4 or 5 star rating. Some say the updated rating system doesn't go far enough. They want tests for child restraints, rear-end crashes, realistic rollover crashes, crashes with pedestrians, and crashes between big, tall vehicles and smaller ones.
NPR's Kathleen Schalk with that story. And that is your news for now. It's online all the time at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Let's make one thing clear. There will not be female crash test dummies. They will perhaps be anatomically akin to a female.
Fair enough.
Dummies are dummies. They are ungendered.
Clearly, you missed all of the commercials in the 80s. These guys had personality.
All right. I think it's what we bring to the dummy.
Okay.